How to Deal with Grief Part 7. It might even be a piece of music, a song on the radio, a TV program you watched together. Who knows what prompts a memory? Arm yourself. Know that these things are bound to happen. And if it is days, weeks, months, or even years, take them as each wave comes. They do get less as time goes by. I'm not sure what the letting go time is for anyone or anything in particular. We are all unique individuals, and so we were and are even when there are pets involved in our lives. Keeping busy is another suggestion. And what do I mean by that? Simply breathing is one technique. I am a student of Tai Chi, and breathing is a very important part of Tai Chi. If you want to restore your mind and body to a state of being calm quickly, then breathing deeply will soon help you to achieve your goal in a safe manner. Stress in one's life comes in all shapes and forms. Grief, unfortunately, is one of them. While our nervous systems are designed perfectly to look after us in a perfect way, our human emotions and reactions are something else to deal with entirely. Our need to relax is not always as easy as can be said. Getting through all of the stages of what is the cause is definitely hard at times. There is the event to deal with, and while that is happening, we are running on adrenaline. Then there is the afterwards, which is when our emotions and reactions take hold. Stress creeps in, followed by intense exhaustion. Try to remember to take a couple of minutes during your day to breathe deeply, taking it in, holding it for say 10 seconds, then letting it out through pursed lips. That oxygen is what you are lacking right now. We all breathe on automatic, but sometimes, just sometimes, we need that little bit extra. Try it now and you'll feel the benefits of it right away. Let's face it, when we are not at our best, then everything around us collapses as well. I know that from personal experience. When I'm not feeling well, that can't be bothered attitude creeps up on me. And that's the end of part 7.